And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been a lot of public hand-wringing by university leaders and public health officials of late in the aftermath of the recent street celebration by thousands of UNC basketball fans who ignored COVID safety guidelines after their team's win over Duke. We should, however, have seen this coming. As was the case last fall with the failed reopening of several UNC campuses, the fault here lies not with the students, but with the adults in charge who thought they could somehow dissuade young people with illusions of immortality from engaging in dangerous but utterly predictable behavior. It's similar to the situation with public schools, where officials are pushing to reopen without taking all the precautions necessary to do so with genuine safety. The bottom line, North Carolina's pandemic policies in the education world continue to be plagued at all levels by the same factor, a wishful reliance upon convincing children and college kids to alter their behavior rather than determined patience and an investment of resources sufficient to allow schools at all levels to operate honestly, safely, and responsibly. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.